Special report, coronavirus update.
We are not going to go for any bailouts unless they are worker-friendly.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin visits Capitol Hill to sell the Trump administration's trillion-plus dollar economic stimulus plan.
The money goes to workers, employees, and no stock buybacks. None of that is in the bill. We're going to fight hard to get them in the bill.
On the West Coast, California is now under a statewide stay-at-home order, while on the East Coast, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is still trying to get hospitals ready for the expected avalanche of patients suffering from COVID-19 infections.
We asked retirees to come forward from the healthcare field, and over 2,000 already in 48 hours have said, we volunteer, we're coming back to do this work to protect people. But where the hell is the federal government in the middle of the biggest crisis we've seen in generations?
I'm Michael Toscano. The government now says that the income tax filing date has been pushed from April 15 to July 15. This follows an earlier announcement this week that payments would be delayed, a move to keep an estimated $300 billion circulating in the slowing economy. On Wall Street,
after a quick rise at the opening bell, stock prices then sank dramatically, and then they went back into positive territory. It looks like we're going to have another roller coaster ride on Wall Street, this being the last day that traders are on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange before they go to all electronic trades on Monday.
That's Steve Kastenbaum reporting from New York. Stocks are currently up from 2 to 3% across the boards. The U.S. and Mexico have been coordinating plans to restrict non-essential travel across the southern border, but without restricting any trade. Details are expected to be issued later today, and this move appears similar to the one taken on the northern U.S. border with Canada last week. I'm Michael Toscano.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Cloudy and 69 today, 52 overnight tonight. Sunny on Saturday, 73 to high, 52 below, northwest wind at 5. Sunday, partly cloudy, 76. Monday, partly cloudy and 78.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Hey, Russ, I'm not sure where you're getting your music here this morning. That was a little wild right there.
That wasn't mine. I was on the wrong page.
I I kind of like it. I actually think I know that one. But good morning. Hey, I'm listening to your show this morning, and it's been an interesting ride already here on a Friday the 20th.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed trying to keep up with it. You know, I mean, it's such a weird time in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affected us. Whether you have the coronavirus, don't have coronavirus, it's affected us a huge. And trying to keep up with that, I found most everyone's interested on what's happening really. And that's
I think the word that you said is what's happening really. is the main thing, because I think there's, you know, and rightly so, we need to be cautious and careful. But there's, you know, when you look at some of the lines for products, such as, you know, let's talk about the toilet paper.
It's reality.
You know, the reality is if everybody goes out and buys triple, then there isn't the supply to cover the demand. If everybody goes out and buys what they normally buy, then we're fine because we've...
Do you have toilet paper in your house?
I do have some toilet paper.
Are you worried about it?
No, not yet.
Do you know how to get it?
I'm pretty sure I know how to get it.
You just go to the store? I mean, you hit certain times when the delivery gets there and you beat the hoarders.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
But again, you know, if we've been running this economic cycle for decades and we've never ran out of toilet paper at the store before, why are the shelves bare?
Panic.
And
people feel like they have to be doing something.
That, I think you just said it, is people feel like they have to do something to be in control, because clearly you and I are not in control of any of this that's going on. Whether it's...
Never have been.
Yeah, not at all. Whether it's the virus, whether it's the economy itself, whether it's most things, you're not really in control. There's a lot of trust that has to happen.
And
I just, you know, again, from a take a step back, we all need to pay attention to what's going on and make good decisions going forward. But the hoarding of the products is kind of crazy.
It is. I mean, I'm not angry about it.
And no.
I don't think it's because people are intent on doing something that's going to harm the neighbor.
Agreed.
It's they want to stay busy. They feel like they got to do something. They got to protect my family. Yeah. And I got to protect this. And they may think it's the right thing to do.
Right.
But it's not.
Right.
It's not going to, because we're not going to run out.
Shouldn't.
We're not going to.
I mean,
Kimberly Clark's running, like you
say.
They're all running around the clock, and everyone's producing toilet paper like crazy. I talked to a cattle guy the other day. That's one of my friends that I've never met him. He's a friend from the radio. He calls me all the time. But he hauls cattle. And he's so busy right now, you know, they had to extend hours of truckers so that he could haul more cattle. We're not going to run out of cattle.
No.
But the panic of buying beef is the same as toilet paper. So he's very busy.
Yeah.
And as fast as they can get it to market,
they will.
People are buying it and freezing it or whatever, but there's no shortage, and there's not going to be.
Nope. And what you just said is they're freezing it, which means there's a group of people that abnormally didn't have a huge stock.
Correct.
That are now going to have a stock, which means when some of the panic dissipates, now there's going to be a oversupply in that market, and it's going to take a little while to shake back out to normal.
Yeah.
Same thing with toilet paper.
Exactly right.
At some point, there's going to be way too much toilet paper in the stores in the back rooms because people don't need it. You know, really.
Yes, exactly.
And it's going to take a while for that supply and demand to shake out. Now, since we're talking supply and demand, I think you and every other human being on the planet knows that the Fed dropped the Fed funds rate to what?
Zero.
Zero. Okay.
One whole point in one day.
On a Sunday.
And kind of spooked people. The markets actually went down. You would think the good news would put it up, but even the people running the, you know, doing the markets are like, wow, I didn't know it was that bad.
Well, and so when you talk about what you said, spook, a little bit of panic, there's a liquidity issue, and people just don't know what things are valued on. So want to talk about that a little bit. Let's
take a phone call. You're on the air.
About the toilet paper, I'd like to point out, if this is going to be 30 days, some people don't buy ahead for 30 days, and that's why they need the toilet paper. They won't be using their work toilet paper.
That is true.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be 30 days. It's available every day, by the way. Market.
Well, I mean, they quarantined the people that came back, and they see people for 30 days.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be available, but everyone's a little scared, and I understand. I hope you have enough supply, don't you?
By accident.
By accident. All right.
I thought it was going to be going, having some company, extra company. So before this happened, about a week or two before it happened, I got extra.
Well, don't tell everybody because they'll be raiding your house, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hang on to that.
You do. And so we're talking about supply and demand. So the Fed funds rate dropped to zero, trying to put additional liquidity back in the market for major financial institutions.
Right.
And everybody, the phone call that I get right now is, hey, I see mortgage rates are now at zero. And, and you're laughing because you know that's not the case.
No, the Fed rates at zero.
The Fed rates is at zero. And mortgages, bonds, are based on the price that investors are going to pay for that bond. So as an example, for most people that don't know or don't understand, a mortgage is a 30-year bond, not unlike conceptually you can think of it like a savings bond. So, Russ, you go invest in a savings bond, and you assume there's a guaranteed rate of interest, and then the bond becomes whole over time, right?
Yep.
So mortgages, as of about, well, on the 9th of March, mortgages were selling for the best levels I've seen in my entire career, meaning a premium. And what you typically do is a tranche is what a mortgage is sold in. They're sold in $100 million blocks, and Wall Street purchases these tranches. So a $100 million investment, the bond chart on March 9th was selling for 103.23, meaning you get 103.23% of your money back. So when you sold a $100 million investment on Wall Street, you get $103,230,000 back.
When it's matured.
When it's sold into Wall Street. So major players knew that every time they could package one of those in, they'd have approximately $3 million worth of revenue to run their entire operation. Now, that's sales. That's not profit. So that's kind of like saying, well, you know, the restaurant, I paid $20 for my bill. No, they didn't earn $20 worth of revenue. That's $20 worth of sales. And after food and labor and rent, they probably made 5 to 10%. But you say that $100 million piece of investment made about $3 million when it was being sold into Wall Street. Now, fast forward a week. Do you know what that same investment was selling for?
No.
100.16. Now, that means $100 million worth of production earns 160 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that. You're taking something that formerly was earning about 3 million, now earning about 160,000. How many people throughout a supply chain have to be paid now off of $160,000?
Well,
that's and when you go backwards, let's think about if the average home.
But the reason they're doing it is because people are still buying it.
They're still buying it, but they're not. But they're not anymore. So when the Fed said that, they said two things. They're going to buy $700 billion worth of MBSs, mortgage-backed securities. Why is the Fed buying mortgages again? Because the secondary market doesn't want it.
Okay.
It's not a fear thing. It's just, okay, the pricing, the premium is not there for Wall Street to want to buy these. The Fed also said they were going to buy $1.2 trillion worth of commercial paper. Why is the Fed buying nearly $2 trillion worth of residential and commercial paper?
Well, obviously, they're trying to keep the markets liquid and trying to keep the markets.
You said the right word. The liquidity is the issue. And so what you're seeing right now is there's major players that don't have the liquidity to keep up with this. So it's interesting, not in a bad way. I mean, everything is going to supply chain out like we talked about with the toilet paper. There's a problem. There's just things that have to work through the system. And if you were, you know, let's go back to your money, Russ. If you handed me a $100 bill, what would you expect back when I pay you back?
$100.
So if you handed me, you have the choice. You hand Derek a $100 bill, or you go to the store and buy $100 worth of groceries. Now, you give me the $100 bill today, and next week when I pay you back, you can actually go buy, let's say, $47 worth of groceries. Was that a good thing to let me borrow that money?
No.
No. That's what just happened on the bond market, is the revenue that people were earning to support their companies and the whole supply chain all the way down is significantly less. So Wall Street doesn't want to purchase or lend money for those because the revenue is not there anymore. And so what you've seen in the matter of 2 weeks, mortgage rates went from the mid to low threes to, if you look at the national average, it's over four. Wall Street Journal put out an article on Wednesday that talked about, as of last Wednesday, the average interest rate that day was 4.25%. And I know, Russ, you're looking feverishly at your phone.
I am. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So people don't understand that the Fed did that because they're trying to increase the liquidity in the market. But the stock market got spooked. The bond market got spooked. And everybody kind of hoarded, kind of like toilet paper, everybody hoarded those green pieces of paper with dead presidents on it. Everybody's hoarding that liquidity, and it's going to take a little while for that liquidity to shake out. So to anybody who thinks mortgage rates just went down to zero because the Fed did a move on Sunday, that's not how it works. And we can talk about that and much more after the break. Russ is looking a little concerned that we're going over on our time. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Happy Friday, all. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. It is March 20th. It is, what, 18?
Yeah, wow.
You know, the date.
Fairly good. Sorry, but I tell you, I've been so thrilled with just trying to experience what's going on in our communities. I know some people are afraid and all that, and I'm just one of the guys running around, like, getting a candy store, wondering how people react to what's happening, what's going on, and what are the repercussions. Those kind of things.
I've seen a lot of goodwill. A lot of people helping each other and being willing to make, you know, just take a little extra time. You know, a lot of people working from home and being comfortable.
Exactly right.
We have a few people working from home just because. And thankfully, we're in that kind of an industry that you have the technology to do certain things. But, you know, you have to make some exceptions. And I know even like a lot of the restaurateurs. You know, they're making exceptions to get stuff done, but they're still being super helpful.
Right.
And it's an interesting time, like you say, just to see some of the humanity that's going on. So what's your biggest shock?
I don't know if it was a shock, but a lot of it was just, well, the fear. I mean, I walked into Walmart and Sam's to see families huddled around a cart, looking around to see what they could buy, not that they needed to buy.
Yeah.
What could I buy? And then carts full of stuff. And it's not a raging panic. It's a quiet panic and a quiet fear, which is understandable. You know, kids and, you know, I don't have responsibilities like a lot of people. I don't. So I don't have anything to be fearful of. I think I have nothing to lose.
Right.
But it's healthy. It's not unhealthy. You know, it's a reevaluation of priorities, reevaluations of importance, and looking at all that is not unhealthy. And we're going to get through this, but it's still apprehension. So seeing that has been interesting.
It is. And so, you know, but when you talk about humanity and things that we still need to pay attention, you know, there's still tons of things to look at. Like, hey, did you know it's Ray Ochoa's birthday today?
No.
Okay, so, you know.
Are you going to sing?
Well, I'm not going to sing because, you know, the one thing, our office is really good with mortgages. Our office is awful at singing. So, I mean, it is very evident that we should, as a group, never sing again. But... just ever.
Well,
ever.
Hold on. I'm going to play it real quick. If you pick up the headset.
I can hear that. So that's for Ray Ochoa.
Right.
And a little clapping in the back there. But, you know, it's... And now that I'm saying that, it's actually tomorrow. But I'm not on air tomorrow. So we're saying happy birthday to Ray for tomorrow. But, you know, those kinds of things. Are we still connected to people? Are we still making sure that people are okay?
More so, I would say.
I hope so. I hope so. So, you know, you look at all those things, but go back to mortgages, and you and I said something off air, and that's where some of the liquidity crisis is coming in. There's a word called margin.
Yes.
Margin calls. So when a company puts together a $100 million tranche, there is the potential to have a 2% margin on that, meaning if in any time the broker-dealers through Wall Street, the major broker-dealers and the big four banks that are aggregating these, a lot of times they have not asked lenders to put in the 2%. Guess what has been happening the last few weeks?
Margin calls.
So, as an example, if a company was packaging five of those $100 million tranches, that's a $10 million margin call.
Right.
Okay.
And if it falls to a certain level,
the margin gets called.
You have to pay for it.
You do. And that's the biggest liquidity issue in our industry, is that drop from the 9th to the 12th that I mentioned, there are companies that had margin calls of $10 million,
right.
$15 million.
Tough to write a check for.
Now, think of it, that's a small company. So when I say $500 million worth of production, that might be a $10 million margin call.
Good.
That's a small company. That's not a major player. Think of these broker-dealers that have hundreds
billions,
of millions of
billions,
dollars
billions.
On the line one way or the other with margin. So when the market tanked, oh my gosh, there's going to be margin calls all over the place for lenders. And then all of a sudden, on a couple days, the margin kicked back. Now the broker-dealer owes margin. And then now we've slid back down again. Okay, there are lenders that if you hedge correctly, and I would love to see some of the other experts' advice, but if you hedge correctly as a lender, the secondary market should be a zero-sum game. You are hedging your investment now on a lock with something later that if the mortgage market falls, the other investment is going to rise, and vice versa. If the mortgage market rises, the other investment falls. But the secondary market should be a zero-sum game for most mortgage lenders. And there are companies out there that have not hedged correctly, meaning that the locks that they have in their pipeline, they're legitimately going to have to write checks to close. Now, how long could you write checks to fix my car?
Not very long. Okay. You know, we're going to be in trouble.
So if you said, okay, I'm not going to pay for tires up front, because I know you guys do tires, right?
Yes.
Let's just use tires. So the average tire is how much?
Pretend
$100.
$100.
Okay, so that way the math is easy for me. So I'm going to pay you $100 per tire. I need four, so I'm going to give you $400. Now, I don't care what you pay for the tires, but it might be, I don't know, let's call it $80. So so you've got a $20 per tire revenue and just go with it that way. But you don't pay for your tires until they're installed. Let's pretend that. Well, what happens if the cost of tires goes to $105 per tire and you've already guaranteed me I can buy as many as I want at $100?
We take a hit.
How many tires would you sell me until you can't afford that anymore? There is a finite point
at
which
because the profit margins are, like you said, they're thin, but yeah, you can't do it for very long.
Right, and that's what it'll be interesting to see the liquidity. That's part of why the Fed started pumping a ton of liquidity, I mean nearly $2 trillion, $1.9 trillion, into the mortgage and into the commercial paper industry, because the liquidity disappeared, and all of a sudden there are companies that they would have to pay to close deals, and they're in trouble. So it'll be very interesting to see how this shakes out over the next 45 days. And the reason I say 45 days, when you hear mortgage lenders talk about locking interest rates, how long do you typically lock for, Russ?
45 days.
45 days. Now, there's a 15, a 30, a 45, and a 60. So you can lock up to 60 days ahead of time. So when are most of these locks going to come to completion, knowing that we've had this issue for near on 2 weeks in the stock market? 2 weeks out, even if they lock for 60 days,
yeah.
That means in 45 days, we'll see how all of these locks start to shake out. And that's the point at which you'll see who the smart people were and who the not smart people were. And I'm not talking, you know, anybody that you and I even know. I'm talking about the amazing actuarials and the CFOs of companies that talk about how they're hedging and what products they're buying or building against. It is going to be a super interesting time. Like I say, I don't like to see any negativity or fear. It's just super interesting. Not unlike you seeing people at the grocery store or at Sam's Club, seeing what they're doing. I'm watching to see what industry players are doing and who did it right and who did it wrong, and you can see where some of the fear is. And turn on the news.
Oh, of course.
If you turn on the news, there's three or four major companies that do lots of advertising online. You can see on a day what the right product is and what the wrong product is, because it's amazing. 1 second they're pitching a VA refinance, and the next second they're pitching cash out refinance, you know, leverage the equity in your home. Oh, the market just changed. We're going back to this product and that product. It's amazing how fast you can see what the mortgage market is doing based on who's advertising for what.
Yep.
What's the major one that just came back? I mean, I've seen it three times this week from three different companies airing it over and over and over. Reverse mortgages. Why is that the major thing now?
I don't know.
Well, what's the most, from a mortgage perspective, what's the most profitable loan to a mortgage bank?
A reverse mortgage.
Reverse mortgage, because they're the most expensive and interest starts compounding on itself. Number two, who is not driven by credit score and income?
Oh.
A reverse mortgage.
Right.
Because it's all about your age and I'm in a sealed room with you. You're not coronavirusing me now, are you?
I've been coughing for 6 months. I'm
okay,
good.
I just want to make sure. do you got a mask in here?
I do.
Okay.
But it's going to help you.
But you look at, why are they all advertising reverse mortgages? Because they're not interest rate dependent.
Hmm.
The elder person who qualifies for that is not concerned about the interest rate. They're concerned about a monthly check or paying off all other debt, and they know they're not going to make a payment for the rest of their life. They're
right.
Just sitting there. So all of a sudden, the major thing in the industry, you could see, and this is not, hey, you know, you got to be in the mortgage industry to see it. Turn on, whether you are a Fox News person or a CNN news person, I don't care who you are right now, turn on the news and watch what product is being pitched. It's amazing the number of reverse mortgage commercials you're going to see. That tells you interest rates have gone up, and the major market is now saying, okay, we need to find a product that is sustainable regardless of where interest rates go.
And it makes sense. It makes sense to go after that target market, because that market is probably in need at the same time.
Hugely in need.
Yep.
But, you know, again, from a cynical perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
Why weren't you marketing those products when interest rates were a point lower?
Low fruit.
Yeah. Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was easier to go after this other market and turn your back on the reverse mortgage. And now that, you know, this market is going away, let's go after the reverse mortgage. And it's not to say, you know, I don't think those banks are taking advantage of anybody. Let me just say it that way. But it's interesting to watch where you can see the money going and where the market is going. So Over the next 30 to 45 days, it'll be interesting to see
if everybody's healthy.
Everybody's healthy. We're going to be fine.
It'll be interesting to see what mortgage rates are in 2 months, 3 months.
It's
going to change.
It is going to change, and I believe they're going to continue marching northward until such time as we hit that bottom of the V and we immediately rocket back. Because
right.
The liquidity right now...
And these aren't going to be small, short... I mean, this is going to be, short amount of time to do it. It's going to, like you said, rocket.
I think it has to. And if you look at what have we lost in the stock market, again, not doom and gloom and panic, but...
More money than most countries in the world.
We're in 29,000 and now we're at 20,000. I mean, not the sharpest tool in the shed, but that's nearly a third of the value lost.
Which is tens of billions. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
trillion.
I don't think I have a calculator
trillion.
That has that many zeros.
Yeah.
So,
taking a break.
We're taking a break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning. I'm Aziza Shuler with your KYMA News 11 update. California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered all 40 million residents to stay at home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, in Arizona, cases of the coronavirus are up to 44, majority in Maricopa, Pima, and Pinal counties. No confirmed cases in Yuma. However, with the U.S.-Canadian border closing, many of our winter visitors are choosing to leave the desert southwest earlier than expected. Our winter visitors are more than just a boost of our local economy. They're one of the largest volunteer forces in our region. Our Canadian visitors are only allotted so many months out of the country before there's conflict with their insurance. The recent news from the Canadian government shortens their stay, but those we spoke with say they will be back next winter. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Mm-hmm.
Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here on a gorgeous Friday. I mean, that was one of the best sunrises I've seen in a very long time.
Rains are done for now.
Rains are done. Was just enough clouds in the sky to paint a great picture. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me that we have the opportunity to see the best and we have the opportunity to see the worst. So even in this situation, you can see the best in people and you can see the best of the situation and you can see the worst in people and the worst of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that everybody is doing the best that they can with the environment and the situation that they believe is happening. So,
I think so.
You know, have a little patience and we will all get through this together. Russ, you may roll your eyes a few more times.
Well, because I have less patience than necessary.
You do have less. But you have a granddaughter. You've learned patience. You know, I think somebody upstairs gave you a granddaughter to teach you patience.
I think that's true.
And well, we know it's true. And see, now you can't even come up with a sarcastic comment because you know
it. I agree with it. I think I needed it.
So we've talked about a ton of stuff that if you look at where the market is going and you look at some of the misinformation. Everybody needs to be patient. Everybody needs to do some reading, and everybody needs to watch what the market is doing because it has been a wild ride over the last 2 weeks, whether you're in the stock market, the bond market, anywhere else. But we're talking about margin calls. Okay, so that margin call is the next shoe to drop with liquidity in the mortgage market. Now, again, you look at what that could do from a supply chain. So I know President Trump allowed the truck drivers to drive additional hours and allow that supply chain to expedite goods and services to the market. That margin call, not unlike you were talking about, you know, gold and commodities off air, that margin call can greatly reduce the amount of supply, or in this case, goods and services of mortgages, into the marketplace. That's why the Fed is opening up, you know, the 0% Fed funds rate to spur purchasing to make sure that supply chain does not stop. And that's probably the biggest concern is what happens if there are no purchasers or aggregators for mortgages? That would be a big deal. So that's the biggest thing that watching what the Fed just did, I support wholeheartedly them purchasing $700 billion worth of mortgages. And if you remember the name, do you remember QE, quantitative easing?
Yeah.
Okay. For most everybody, we probably have forgotten what quantitative easing and QE2 and QE3 was. That's when the Fed was buying just about everything and putting it on their books and stacking it in the Treasury. Now, at this point, what did they just do? It's basically quantitative easing all over again. They're purchasing things to keep the liquidity in the market, which means as the market starts to shake out and starts to have a normal appetite again, we go back to normal, and that's when the Fed starts potentially selling things off at some point.
Right.
But that quantitative easing is an amazing gift that we do have with the Fed, that they basically just took the illiquidity in the market and said, not a problem. Rates are higher, guaranteed. Now, you can also see some of the stresses. Ford, GM, Chrysler, what did they do to their plants 2 days ago at 8 p.m.?
Locked them up.
Turn them off. Done. Now, is that because of the coronavirus fear, or is that because there's now going to be too much supply in the marketplace because people aren't buying because of the coronavirus fear?
I think it may be a combination, but they always have a buffer of cars all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do these things occasionally. And I think politically they have to do it for the coronavirus fear. But they're also probably anticipating some
slowdown.
Kind of slowdown.
So if you look at, you know, they have a supply chain issue, and at some point when they turn it back on, there will be another, you know, a demand surplus, if you will. So there's things in the marketplace that you can see, and I'm trying to come up with examples that you understand how it fits with the mortgage industry. When the big three automakers turn off production, okay, there's a supply issue. The Fed just realized that there was a supply issue, nobody buying, just like consumers aren't buying the car, so Ford turns it off, and you and I know they're going to. But the Wall Street secondary market was not buying mortgages, so the Fed said, oh, wait a minute, we got to take this supply out. Let's keep buying because that keeps the financial markets liquid and moving
forward. And they'll unload them in the long run.
And they will.
Yeah.
And they did before, for crying out loud. So, but it's an interesting thing that if you don't watch Yeah, I find it interesting and fascinating. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people
that's
that
good.
Like,
that's what you do.
Jeez, Derek, you're a knucklehead on this stuff.
Of course.
But you look at the ammunition or weapons that the Fed has to combat stuff like this, man, do they move at the right time. Because from the 9th of March to today, the illiquidity, you know, I'm holding a color chart here. You don't even know what this means, but you see a lot of red and not a whole lot of green.
I think red's not good.
Okay, red is not good. You're correct. It's funny. We're all pre-programmed. Green is good. Red is bad. Green is go. Red is stop. This right here is the biggest drop I've ever seen in my 20-year career in mortgages with the liquidity or illiquidity in the market. But guess what? It's still an amazing time to buy a home. There's still a ton of people that need to refinance. So I'm not saying, hey, here's let's stop. I saw somebody yesterday that had a 6.5 interest rate. Russ, where have they been for 10 years?
Yeah.
Seriously.
That should have been turned over.
Now, are they going to get the 3.5, 3.25 interest rate that they could have 2 weeks ago? No. Are they still going to save a ton of money?
Yep.
Yes. You know, you look at some of the commercial paper. The Fed funds rate does directly affect a lot of commercial paper.
The amount of time it takes to buy a house and a loan, you want people to come in right now anyway, whether this is when they pull the trigger today or in 6 months.
I don't care if it's a day, a week, a month, a year. There's things that you have to do to get ready.
Right.
And your credit is not going to get better or worse based on illiquidity in the mortgage market.
No.
Your personal financials may or may not change.
Right.
But there are tons of people who, you know, if you're a nurse at the hospital, is your income going to change? It's probably going to go up. You're probably going to be working overtime.
You're not going to lose your job.
You know, so there are always sectors that are doing better, and there's always sectors that are doing worse. If Tom Rush was sitting here, he has that great big chart that says, oh, these sectors are down, so we want to buy them. These sectors are up, so we want to sell them. There's always something rising or falling. I mean, Jim Cramer says there's always a bull market somewhere, and I'm going to find it for you. There are always opportunities. So to the person who is, let's say, a nurse or a physician, oh, my gosh, it's a great time to buy.
Right. Manager at Walmart.
Manager at Walmart. You know, they're running 24/7 for crying out loud.
They've never sold so much stuff.
And they're going to have some free help stocking because Governor Ducey, got the National Guard.
I don't see that happening for real.
But isn't that the order?
That is the order.
So
does Walmart really need help?
I'm sure they don't. But, welcome to Walmart. How can I help you? But there's a fear that needs to go away. If you're talking about buying a house, if you own a home and you can refinance to save money, it's still a great time. You know, whether you make a little more or a little less on the interest rate, look, if you're saving money like the lady we just talked to this week, she's still going to save $172 a month. Now, had she done this a month ago, it would have been in excess of $200 a month. But she's still saving money.
Yeah.
This is still the time to do it for her because what happens if interest rates, and I'm not saying they're going to, but what happens if they go to 6? Then she's already in the 6s. Then refinancing doesn't make a difference. Now, here's the next issue. We've talked about down payment assistance programs.
Right.
Okay. Where does the money come from a down payment assistance program, Russ?
From what you pay. You pay it back.
It's all in the interest rate. So the state of Arizona, they will give you down payment assistance, but it's built into a higher interest rate. So the state really is earning that money back over time through the broker-dealer and the master servicer.
It's a good deal based on your situation.
Great deal. State would have, notice I'm using past tense, state would have given 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, or 5%. So they'd give up to 5% down, and the more you got down, the higher the interest rate was. Guess what they did this week?
Mm-hmm.
5%, not available. 4%, not available. The interest rate on a 3% down is now higher than the 5% was just 2 weeks ago. I fully expect the 3% to go away. And at some point, this illiquidity in the market for these types of bonds is going to completely go away.
But those things will change over
time. Sure they will. But that's where you start to say, okay, who do things like this affect first? It's the lower income, the lower asset borrower who was going to look at one of these programs to help them get into a home. Now there may be some people that don't get into a home just yet because they don't have their own down payment saved. And they were relying on one of these programs, and now that down payment assistance has been temporarily halted. I think it'll come back, but how does the state and the master servicer even know what interest rate to quote when the interest rate that you're locking people at may be worthless, or maybe like the tire example, may actually cost you money in the end. So some of these programs have literally dried up because of the pricing and the illiquidity of the bonds. But it's not going away. It's just going to become a different animal in the next 45, 60 days.
Right. And as soon as we get past this panic, who knows what happens?
Now, when, you know, everybody that I'm reading, and you keep up on this more than I do, you know, they're talking about the maximum could be 45 days, right? Because of the incubation period three times over.
You hear some rumors of 18 months, but that's crazy. Yeah.
Well, but did you see that there was it was on, I think, Fox News and ABC this morning as I was flipping back and forth. There's a group of doctors that are looking at a malaria drug combined with a Z-Pak drug that they were talking about within 3 days, the side effects have dissipated
They have great hope for it, but it still has to go through clinic testing, which are going to be accelerated. They don't really know yet what that looks like. But
let's talk about that after this break. I know you keep Jones in to push buttons, so this is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Music choice, Russ. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. You know, we got a ton of stuff to talk about. But in the end, all of this means home ownership is still going to be there. Would you agree?
Yes. And now that if somebody's not working today because it's a good time to talk to you, they got time to make a plan.
Make a plan. And you know what? You can, there's people that don't want to go out. Call. There's people that want to do stuff over the internet. You know, I can get your exact information via phone call, via an app that we have, via emailing things in, via applying online. You know, there's a ton of stuff that you can do. And this is a great time. If you have a few days, you know, calm, let's work on credit. Let's make sure that we're budgeting correctly. Let's make sure that we are doing the smart things. Again, that the lady that we're refinancing, believe it or not, we're doing a cash out refinance. Why? Because the $172 that I mentioned she's saving, that's just on the mortgage payment. But what we didn't say is we're actually pulling money out because we're rearranging all of her other debt and setting a budget and a plan that, you know what, she completely will change her financial picture right now because of that. Well, it doesn't matter what's going on in the market. It doesn't matter that the stock market's off by a third. It doesn't matter that there's potentially illiquidity in the bond market. She's putting herself in a much better position. Would you agree?
Yes.
So,
It's a live feed on Facebook on the city government, county. It looks like city government, county government, they're all there together to talk about the coronavirus.
I can't see. So you've clearly blocked my internet in here. You've probably done the Netflix reduce the
pretty
streaming
much
speed, so I can't see anything, only you can.
Rumor has it that they're talking about the first case of coronavirus in Yuma. If that's true, then because it's not showing up on the county website yet, as but if they're having a press conference over it, that's what's going on right now. Then this is not good news.
No, it's not good news. But, you know, to everybody, I think you have to, if that is the case, and I've just got that text rumor as well.
Well, and I'm getting it from the county health department. But not on their webpage, but text. So
I can't really, I don't have internet. So
I do.
Okay, well, what are they saying? Come on, Russ. We're on air live.
That's all it's saying. You know, I don't, just that it's here. But knowing that it's here, it's going to change things because for the state, the Governor Ducey has said all bars and restaurants will be closed for any county that has coronavirus as of tonight, Friday night.
So. Well, and if that does happen, I think everybody has to come to the realization that, look, if it's a nationwide epidemic, you know, then clearly there's going to be a case everywhere at some point.
Correct.
So I don't think it was a matter of if. It would be more a question of when. But if it is, it changes a lot, but not much at the same time. Because you still be careful, be cautious. You don't need to go out and, you know, hang around and just do stuff. But there's so many things that I don't think people have thought about.
Well, and the whole idea right now is to keep people from transmitting the disease and keep it from growing. You know, the health risk to most people is nil. You know, there's never been a child under the age of 9 in this country that's been affected to where they have lost life or anything. And the chance of loss of life for a healthy adult is like less than 1%. But there are vulnerable people out there that it's much higher. And the idea is to kill it, not let it spread.
Now, so I don't have, I've got a couple people texting because I can't hear it or see it. Apparently what was said is that it is a presumed positive, but they're waiting for the test results.
Well, what good is presumed positive? That's not good.
I don't know.
That's why it's not official.
Yeah, that, you know, and that's where, and that, you know, my phone, I'm sure like yours, is now blowing up with text.
Presumed positive isn't going to make the governor's action take care.
No.
Take care.
But we also have to presume that at some point there has to be a case here.
Oh, gosh, yes. I would think so.
No. You know, and for all we know, there have been cases before. And I don't want to make light of anything, but do you remember how awful the flu season was in January? I mean,
I didn't get it confirmed.
I had quite a few people that, you know, would say, man, I had trouble breathing and I just felt awful and I had to stay in bed for a while. And I'm not saying that was or wasn't, but, you know, they were saying 6 out of 7 people would never really even realize they had the coronavirus, the stuff I was seeing last night.
That's exactly true. And that's out of China's, what they studied, who they've had a longer history.
So if 6 out of 7 people don't know it, then if they're coming up with one presumed positive case, then there has to be 6 other people that probably were positive already and we just didn't know it.
Potentially. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, crazy, crazy market. And again, don't want to make light of anything, but still a good time to buy, still a great time to refinance. But I promise interest rates are significantly higher than where you thought they were 2 weeks ago.
That's amazing.
And I've seen on social media people who are not lenders quoting interest rates. And it's interesting when you see people that don't follow the charts and don't do anything. You know, if you quote an interest rate from the day before, you're going to be wrong in this market. but it's interesting that, again, that's that speed to market with information that is also potentially the wrong information.
Right.
You know, can you get an interest rate that starts with a 3? Sure you can. Are you now paying discount points?
Right.
Yes. And so if you remember 10, 15 years ago, it was commonplace that everybody paid a couple of points. That's just what it was. And if you go back into the 80s, when interest rates were in the 12s and the 14s and the 16s, everybody paid points. Do you remember that far back?
I do. It was a matter of how much the points were. That was the advertisement. It was how many points.
How many points, yep. And so I'm starting to see the entire market, you're combating the rise of rates with rise of points. And so just for everybody, get ready to go back to... There will be points with every deal, and that's how you get an artificially lower interest rate than where the par rate is. And you know what? If you're refinancing and you can build a point or two in and buy that rate down and you know you're going to be in the house for quite some time, then it's a great thing. And if you're purchasing and you're going to be there for 3 to 5 years, probably not something that I would do. But that's a case-by-case basis, and happy to answer those calls or anything else. I mean, if you really have mortgage questions or credit questions, you can call myself, call anybody at the office. The number's 247-9089, and we're happy to answer those questions. You know, you can send us an email, shoot us a text, and there's still a ton of opportunity. But with all that, Russ, did you know any of that stuff in the mortgage industry?
Very little.
Very little.
Well, some of it.
Well,
you've been around for a while, so, you know, a lot of it I know.
So, but is it interesting and shocking that the market moves that fast and you don't pay attention to the underlining...
I think it shocked you.
Shocked everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, truly, had there not been a pandemic, none of this would have moved and we'd be right, you know, moving ahead full steam.
But the fact that it moves so fast means it's going to adjust. It's
just as fast. Yeah. And that's how, you know, when you talk about capitalism and free markets, you know,
right. The
market adjusts so rapidly that it is a perfect correction vehicle.
It's unusual. I mean, it took something like this whole national problem to make it do this. Normally, it's not going to do that.
No, not at all. And that's why I think when you hear people say, hey, it's going to be a V, it's not a U. Yeah, we went down like a rocket ship, and we're going to go right back up as soon as somebody figures it out. So my guess is if you had somebody go on air today and say, hey, look, we found a cure and this is it and here's how wiping it out.
Can you imagine?
It would be like a New Year's Eve party in New York City.
Yeah, and it'll cause a snapback quickly.
Yeah. So with all of this going on, I want to make sure we do remember one thing, that we live in the greatest country on earth at the greatest time on earth. And we have the freedoms to do this stuff because of the men and women who are in our military who are either active or previous service. And you know what? We appreciate your service more than you know. And now, you know, a group of people that don't get called out as much as the National Guard. There's going to be a lot of work that the National Guard is doing. So if you have formerly put on a uniform or you are now putting on a uniform, from all of us at Academy Mortgage and all of us here at KBLU, we thank you and appreciate you. Stay safe out there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Spend some extra time with your family. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.